Welcome to this beginner lesson on building a moonlit jungle style jungle drop in Ableton Live 12. In this session, we're focusing on drive and arrangement in the bass line area, which is a huge part of drum and bass. In this style, the bass isn't just low-end support, it's the groove, the tension, the hook, and sometimes the thing that carries the whole drop. So the goal here is to make a short 8-bar section that feels dark, rolling, and alive, with that late-night jungle energy. We're going to keep this totally beginner-friendly and use only Ableton stock devices. By the end, you'll have a drop sketch built from three main parts: a solid mono sub, a mid-bass layer with movement and attitude, and a drum break that leaves enough space for everything to breathe. Let's start by setting the scene. Open a new live set and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That sits in a really nice jungle and rolling DNB range. If you want it a little faster or a little looser later, you can adjust it, but 172 is a strong starting point. Now create four tracks, one for your break or drum rock, one for your sub bass, one for your mid bass, and one for atmosphere or FX. If you like staying organized, color the bass tracks darker and the drums brighter. That sounds simple, but it makes a big difference once you start moving fast and making decisions. Next, switch to arrangement view and sketch out 8 bars. Don't try to make it perfect yet. Just create a frame. Think of bars 1 to 4 as your main phrase, and bars 5 to 8 as your variation or answer phrase. That 4-bar and 8-bar phrasing is really common in DNB, because it gives the listener something they can lock into without the loop getting stale. Now let's build the drum foundation. Load a classic break onto your drum or audio track. If you already have a break sample, great. If not, use one you know works and warp it to the tempo. The main thing is to get a rolling break happening quickly. You can duplicate a strong 1-bar or 2-bar section and cut away any messy tails. A good beginner approach is to keep the kick and snare mostly intact and let the break do its thing. If the low end of the break feels muddy, use EQ8 to clean it up a bit. You don't need to overprocess it. In fact, in jungle, the break often sounds best when it still feels a little raw. If you want to add some glue and bite, put drum bus on the break group. Keep the settings gentle. A little drive, a little crunch if needed, and don't overdo the boom. The idea is to make the break feel tighter and more energetic, not flattened. Now we build the sub. For a beginner, operator is one of the cleanest ways to do this. Load operator on the sub track and set oscillator to a sine wave. Turn off the extra oscillators so the sound stays simple and pure. You want the sub to be focused, not flashy. Write short MIDI notes that support the groove. In jungle and DNB, the sub often works best when it answers the drums instead of playing constant long notes. Try placing notes on the offbeats, leaving room around the snare, and using a slightly longer note only when you want a little extra weight into a turnaround. A good beginner shape is a fast attack, a short decay if you want tighter hits, full sustain if you want longer notes, and a short release so the notes don't smear together. Keep the sub mono. If you need to, use utility and set the width to 0 on that track. That keeps the low end centered and solid. Here's a simple test. If you mute the drums, the bass should still sound full. If you mute the bass, the track should lose weight, but it shouldn't fall apart. That's a good sign your balance is working. Now we add the mid-bass layer. This is where the moonlit jungle feel really starts to come alive. The sub gives you weight, but the mid-bass gives you motion and attitude. For this, use wave-eatable operator or even a detuned synth patch if that feels easier. A really beginner-friendly starting point is saw-based or square-based wave-eatable with slight detuning. Keep it controlled. A little width is fine, but don't smear the groove with too much unison. Use a low-pass filter to tame the harsh top end, and keep the cutoff somewhere in a useful range depending on how bright you want it. After the synth, add saturator. A small amount of drive can make the bass speak better on smaller speakers and give it that gritty DNB edge. Turn on soft clip if needed, and trim the output so you're not just making it louder for the sake of loudness. Then add auto filter and automate it very slightly across the phrase. Even a small sweep over 4 bars can make the bass feel like it's breathing. This is a big part of the driving feeling in the title. You don't want the bass to sit there like a static block. You want it to feel like it's gliding through the jungle. Now let's write the bass rhythm. This is where a lot of beginners make the mistake of adding too many notes. In drum and bass, space matters. The bass line should work with the break, not fight it. So build a simple 2-bar MIDI clip first. Keep it focused. Let the bass hit after the snare sometimes. Leave room around the backbeat. Repeat a rhythmic idea in bar 2, but change one note so it doesn't feel copy-pasted. That little change can create tension and keep the listener interested. A good rule is this: the bass answers the break. If the bass hit makes the snare feel smaller, move it. If a gap suddenly makes the break snap harder, keep that gap. Let the drums guide your editing. Now group your drums together and group your bass layers together. That way you can control them more easily. On the bass group, use EQ8 if you need to clean up muddness. If the mid bass is fighting the sub, cut the lower low end of the mid layer so the sub can own that space. Usually the sub should be the only thing really dominating the bottom. On the drum group, keep things light. If the break needs extra punch, a subtle drum bus can help. If it gets harsh, take a little out with EQ. You're not trying to make everything huge individually. You're trying to make the whole drop feel balanced and powerful together. Now we shape the second half of the drop. Bars 1 to 4 should establish the idea. Bars 5 to 8 should change just enough to keep the energy moving. This is where automation becomes your best friend. A few easy moves work really well here. You can open the filter cutoff a little in the second 4 bars. You can increase saturator drive slightly on the mid bass for more urgency. You can add a small reverb send to a snare fill or transition hit. Or you can briefly pull down the break volume before a bass pickup, so the next hit feels stronger. Try thinking of the 8 bars like this. The first 2 bars state the groove. Bar 3 gives a small bass variation. Bar 4 gives a little fill or pickup. Bars 5 and 6 repeat the idea with slightly more brightness. Bar 7 removes one bass hit to create tension, and bar 8 gives you a turnaround into whatever comes next. Keep the changes subtle. If everything is moving all the time, the drop stops feeling grounded. In DNB, the power often comes from controlled repetition with tiny shifts. Now add a small effects layer. This could be noise, a reverse cymbal, a small impact, or a filtered ambience. Use stock Ableton tools like auto filter, reverb, delay, or echo if you want a little extra space. A reverse swell into bar 5 or bar 8 can work beautifully, especially if you pull it back quickly so it doesn't wash over the drums. Keep FX low in the mix. Their job is to frame the drop, not take over. A little texture goes a long way here. At this point, do a quick arrangement pass. Even if this is only a study, it helps to think like you're building a real track. You might add one bar of filtered intro before the drop, then your 8-bar drop, and maybe a short outro safe area if you want to extend the idea later. That kind of phrasing matters in jungle and DNB, because clean section boundaries make a track easier to mix and more satisfying to hear. You want the drop to feel like it has a beginning, a middle, and an exit. Now it's time for the mix check. Turn your monitors down. If the groove still reads quietly, that's a great sign. You want the drop to work at moderate volume first. Loudness comes later. If it only sounds good when it's blasting, the balance probably isn't right yet. Check the sub. Is it still present? Check the snare. Does it cut through? Check the mid bass. Is it supporting the groove without swallowing the drums? Also listen for harshness in the upper mids, because that's where a break can start to feel brittle if you've overdone the processing. Do a mono check on the bass group with utility or on the master if needed. If the bass falls apart in mono, simplify the whitening on the mid layer. The sub should stay stable and centered no matter what. And that's the core workflow. To recap, build your drop from sub plus mid bass plus break. Keep the sub mono and clean. Make the bass answer the drums instead of stepping all over them. Add small automation changes in the second 4 bars so the loop evolves. And use Ableton stock devices to stay fast, focused, and beginner-friendly. Here's a great 15-minute practice challenge for you after this lesson. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Load a 2-bar break and duplicate it to 8 bars. Build a mono sub in operator. Add a mid-bass layer in Waveeatable. Write a 2-bar bass rhythm that leaves space for the snare. Then copy it out to 8 bars and change only the last note in bars 2, 4, 6, and 8. Add one automation lane, like filter cutoff or saturator drive. Then mono check the bass and trim the balance until the drums still hit clearly. If you do that, you won't just have a loop. You'll have a believable jungle drop sketch with forward motion, tension, and that shadowy moonlit jungle energy.